Dear Chicago. Drove to Chicago.
Ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is James LeRoy.
I don't know the episode number.
You don't have to say that.
Excuse me. This is Ricky. But we did. Don't
this
we start it out?
Bill.
We fucked it up. Just keep going. But well, today's September 1st.
We could pause.
No. Okay. No. I like it when it's fucked up. Other people do too. They know we're hot messes anyway, so.
Touche.
Episode 382.
What's today's date? Did I say September 11th?
Nice.
September 1st, 2011. Y'all, September 11th is coming up, and I will not be watching or reading any fucking thing in the news. Forget it. Not doing it. It's the 10th anniversary.
Like 10th year college anniversary, too.
And they're supposed to be showing all new like footage, and they're supposed to be playing like the 911 operator calls and all this shit. Nobody needs to hear that shit. It's way too sad.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not appropriate.
That. So speaking of natural disasters,
by the way,
that's not
this
really a natural disaster at all,
right.
But disasters. James, you should, I don't know if the internet's working, but you should get out that link. I found an article about the Waffle House index that FEMA uses. You can tell the severity of a disaster by whether or not Waffle House is open or closed or working on a limited menu.
Mm-hmm. And then that's what they decide what they're going to do for everybody.
I'm sure that's the sole thing is the Waffle House index.
Well, that was probably for Katrina. Maybe not so much now, you think?
No, I think this article was about Irene.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, you know there's another hurricane brewing, and Southern Decadence is going on this weekend, too.
Oh, really?
The last time I tried to go there, which was 3 years ago, I had my tickets and everything to go down to Southern Decadence. Big old fucking hurricane went down through there. Or it was close, and I canceled my tickets. And then I tried to get my money back, and they're like, no, we didn't cancel any flights. Fuck you, bitch.
A lot of my coworkers and my boss and some of my staff work on the East Coast, and my boss did say, you know, and she didn't think it was going to be as bad. She's in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
She actually did say that it, you know, if they would have actually been hit by a hurricane and not the tropical storm that it was, they would have been devastated.
Mm-hmm.
She still does not have power in her home and is at an in-laws. You know, they're a smaller town in Connecticut. They're, most of the streets are impassable still.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, no, seriously, if this would have been a actual hurricane that made it to them, it would have been devastating. It's actually, there's a lot more damage than I think people think.
So you're calling her to say, why aren't you at work?
No, it's actually been kind of nice because she's gone.
Oh.
And I haven't had to be her backup this time for once. So.
Oh, okay. So are people back to work as normal? I mean.
Yeah, I think our office that was affected in Connecticut was only closed for one day.
Okay.
Then they were able to get back up and running. But most of those people were able to work from home.
We were listening to NPR on the way here, and they were talking about the school in Vermont they can't like normally go the same route that they were supposed to go, but they have to take their kids up a hiking trail then come back down.
Yeah, like a hiking trail to some guy's backyard, and then all these cars meet them there to then carpool to work or get them to school.
That's crazy.
And then there was a sad story about this library that's only open 20 hours a week and how they lost half of their books and how there's a big pile of books out in them. Lawn.
Was that on the national news? Because they're going to get a bunch of fucking money and they're going to rebuild that library.
Well, this was NPR, so you know there's going to be some Democrats that are,
oh my god, the children don't have books!
Like, they don't read!
They don't have the books!
They don't have the books. So, yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I went through 4 or 5 hurricanes when I was in Florida. And three of them happened in a 3-week period. So it's scary. And especially what's scary is when it's 97 degrees outside and you have no fucking air conditioning and all your books are wrinkled and all your clothes are smelly because, you know, you have no like air conditioning.
I don't think I'd like going through that. I mean, I've gone through the tornadoes, you know, from growing up in the Midwest.
I wouldn't want to go through a tornado.
But I'm telling you, though, as scary as those, they're freaky, scary monsters. However, they're a wham bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah, they're in and out.
Like, they're like, they come in, they kill you, they leave.
Right.
You know, or they come in, they miss you, you survive. There's none of this, like, oh my God, when's this rain going to stop? When's this?
A lot of the tornadoes don't hit towns in the Midwest because it's so spread out, right? I mean, there's lots of land.
They hit trailer parks.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, like, you don't hear, like, really bad tornadoes a lot because they don't hit, like,
no, I think
like we've had at least a handful. But no, we've had a handful.
Here?
We're not in Tornado Alley.
No, but in the news, you don't see where like hundreds of people have died from
them. This is the same difference. Oh, no, 100 of people because they're smaller.
I'm going to put this out there. News is really weird, especially regional. When I was in California and the fires were going on, my mom was calling me every day because they were broadcasting it all over the news everywhere else. But when we're in California, we're just like, well,
hell, my grandma lives 3 hours away, and she calls me when we have a thunderstorm thinking that the news said that we're like all drowning.
The worst
here.
Storm of the year.
Oh, my God, are you near the lake? And I'm like, Grandma, no.
So it's one of those things, like, you know, you get those people who are outside of it. They see this devastating situation. They don't have anything to connect themselves. But we're here, and we're like, okay, that hit like two blocks.
But you don't see anything like this Joplin that was hit. I mean, there hasn't been a lot of those.
No. I think the massive destruction ones don't happen. Like, the destruction that happened, like, with this hurricane tornado-wise, does not happen as often as, like, four houses and people dying, you know, like a whole...
Like a whole community gone.
When that happens, you normally hear it. But I think it's also a lot like when the earthquake hit the East Coast. Mm-hmm. Everyone in California was like, ah!
Right.
Speaking of, there was another earthquake today in California.
I heard about that. Was it a big one? Oh, that was smaller than the one up here. They were... which I did not feel, but you said you felt, right?
Bill felt that, yeah.
No... Yes, because I did not know that I felt it, but I specifically stopped and said and remember thinking that the house shook at night. Then I actually heard the plaster on the wall go, and then I didn't think anything about it. I thought, well, maybe it was just like a semi going past, or I don't know, my mind. And then when my boss or some coworkers asked me if I felt the earthquake, and I was like, oh, was that what I felt? And it was around the same time.
I saw a tweet. Somebody had tweeted, please donate to the earthquake made me spill my chai tea.
Funny.
Let's see, what was I gonna say? There was something about
Speaking of tornadoes, though, did you ever read that one funny, I don't know if it's fake or not, but that Craigslist ad that was going around about the old man? He wanted to do all this dirty stuff, and he wanted to, you know, tie yourself on a pole like in Twister and J-O off in the eye of the tornado. It was like going on and on about this, and you're like, what?
You know there's a porno out there.
I know, I'm going to find that and give it to James for the
Tumblr.
They had something on Google Plus here. I'm not going to play it because it's a video, but it had to do with the earthquake and how fast information travels on Twitter. So the commercial is, it's a Twitter commercial, and so someone from Washington, D.C. tweets, there's been an earthquake, and then somebody in New York is reading it, and they're like, and they just pick up their mug, and then it's like, and then he lays down his mug. He's like, just, you know, shrugs his shoulders, like, okay.
I knew it was
fun. It is crazy. Like Christian and Brian and Frank, every time that I see that there's an earthquake on Twitter, I'm like, bam, you know, text message. And they're like, how did you know? I'm like, it's on Twitter. But I mean, instant. I mean, that information's like instant.
Well, it's like when we went in to get Osama bin Laden, and I think wasn't there a story too about how Twitter knew before the rest of the world because everything was shut off on the out. But some guy was like live tweeting about bitching about the noise outside of his outside of his house, and then later found out that he was actually giving a blow-by-blow description of the helicopters and the people coming in, so you could actually see the timestamp of, like, motherfucker, blah, 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 these people making so much noise, blah, 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 blah.
And
those
it's like,
kids, they need to turn their music down.
I don't think it was quite.
Oh my god.
But yeah, again, same type of thing.
Grandpa's using Twitter now.
So what do you think about
that
this?
That right there.
Oh. No, I'll have to find that because that sounds kind of fun. So, and speaking of, let's move to pulp culture, I suppose.
How?
Pop, yeah. Did you read that article about
her? I read it in the Red Eye today, but I read her tweets last night.
Yeah, about Cher going off about all the controversy about her son.
I really don't know anything about this too much, besides the fact that there is like some words right. being said.
Let's watch this real quick.
It's so interesting.
It said it took 30 seconds for the August 23rd earthquake to travel from Washington, D.C. to New York. Just enough time to tweet.
Just enough time to tweet. New York City, New York.
Okay, sitting at a coffee shop with his Twitter mug.
He's at the Twitter office, I think. He's kind of cute.
Kind of cute. He's hot.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty funny. So what happened was he looked at his phone, saw the tweet that about the earthquake. He picked up his chai while he's still reading his book. Everything starts shaking and things starts falling. And then he puts his mug down as soon as it was
Twitter.
Down. Faster than earthquakes. That's funny.
So, Cher's about to fucking go off on somebody.
Yeah, so Chaz is now on Dancing with the Stars.
Okay.
He is on the new cast.
Mm-hmm.
And basically some people are pissed because
shoving it in their face.
Yes. And he's dancing, you know, obviously with
a woman.
A woman. Mm-hmm. Well, Cher is coming to her son's defense.
Good.
And
as she should.
Pissy.
This is the thing about this whole situation. There probably is no one under the age of 18 that even fucking knows who Chaz is. You know what I'm saying? They don't know. And they're going to think that. I mean, well, Chaz looks like man.
Yes and no. No, yes and no, though. I mean, because isn't his documentary on Oprah's new...
Yeah.
About him...
Oh, the reality show, right?
Yeah, about him going through the process.
Yeah, but how many of those teenagers are watching Oprah, the O network?
Well, but the demographic's not necessarily all teenagers for...
No, it's actually middle-aged
people.
No, but what they're upset about, most are upset about shoving it in their children's face. First of all, what time is that show on?
Well, early enough for the kids.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But second of all, that's not shoving in the face. That's showing an actual representation of these B-list celebrities
right.
that, you know, are going to go on these shows.
Mm-hmm.
I just hope. I hope that they do
There's
a number.
Support.
No, they do a number where he actually...
Shows.
Where the female dance partner actually leads him in a dance. I hope that they do, like, an actual... Gender reversal.
That would be kind of a mind fuck, kind of.
It would be very much a mind fuck, but I think it'd be fantastic.
It'd be kind of cool.
And we all have to. I don't watch the show, but I'll vote if it's a text message vote.
I'll watch it this year because of this.
David, I can't stand Carson Creeley. Is that his name?
Is the guy from Queer Eye?
Yeah,
yeah.
And then Carson's dancing,
mm-hmm.
and then so is David Eric. Arquette.
David Arquette.
Who's the most famous person? But Rob Kardashian's on there, and he's fucking hot. He is so hot.
I was watching something where they were ripping on him being better than his sister. But I don't know. He is kind of sexy, but I don't really like Guidos.
No.
Oh, he is so cute.
He's like the Latino cleaned up version of Joe Jonas.
He's actually getting kind of hot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's cute. Not so much right there. He must have had some weight on him right there. Yeah, he's hot. He's got glasses on there.
In case you don't know.
Is it my safe search on?
He's going through Google.
And my shit's on moderate. What the fuck? Let's turn that shit off.
I really don't think you're going to find
beauty
pictures.
There's something to him.
Right here? He looks kind of gay there, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
Okay, he looks kind of like a convict.
Or a
that's picture. What's hot about him.
I'm not a big fan.
I'm not a big fan of a neck tattoo, but if it's on a Latino, it like,
I'm not.
I love it.
I have to admit that I'm not one that's too much into the dirty hot.
You're not going to lick them on their dirtiest day?
Do I?
You won't lick them on their dirtiest day?
No.
Because I will.
I would do what my my best friend in Indy, and when he was single, he had his little...
I thought you were going to say India.
No, he had his...
Like, you have a best friend in India? Oh, my name is...
My name is Bob.
No. Indy Annapolis.
Oh.
Indy. Anyway, he had a bag in his trunk that mm-hmm. had condoms, lube, wet wipes, and a change of clothes, just in case he had to spend the night somewhere.
Dang, he was prepared.
But he totally would, and has before, been like, and gave a wet wipe. It's like,
oh my God.
Let's clean the plate up first.
I would just say, could you take a shower?
Let's wash the dishes. No, what if you're like in the car, in public?
In the woods.
In the woods. Let's clean that up.
Hey. Sometimes when you're in the heat of the moment.
Sometimes when you're in the Walmart parking lot and you need to fuck the greeter. Or sometimes when you're driving down the highway and you're waving hey to a trucker.
You want to make sure your shit is clean. Sometimes when you're saying kiss it.
Zing!
I think we all got one on each other that
one. I guess
we
did.
On that round.
But everybody knows about yours. Not mine.
Oh, so there's
we
this
can
one
change
time.
It, and you're not editing this next show.
There's this one time when
I'll change the fucking password on the website.
I'll post on Tumblr still, and I'll change that already. There are ways.
Y'all don't remember the whole story.
I do. I remember the whole.
And even if we didn't, I guarantee you, our retelling
still
gonna
be great.
Would be fan fucking tastic.
People are dying for that story. They're dying.
They should, but I think you have to be drunk when you tell it.
I think so.
In a Mexican
restaurant. It may happen in Vegas.
In a Mexican restaurant by candlelight.
Right. Next to the Black Knight. Who I'm just salivating.
Salivating.
Whatever. Salivating about his tip on my face.
In your bum bum. Disgraced.
In my hand. Wherever it could be put. Y'all, he's hot. He's hot.
Yeah.
He's not ugly.
He's just like he all talks the Spanny.
The Spanny. Yes,
he speaks the Spanny.
Yeah, he actually I think speaks less English than we think, because he does have to ask. He'll even say to us like, "Cómo se dice?" Something in Spanish and English, and we're like, "I don't know." And then him and James both got out different apps on their phones for the voice translation.
I like the Google one. Oh, voice translate?
Google.
And then
Google Translate.
Did you remember what it was called?
No.
It looked slick. But it was when we were trying to figure out what the exact translation for
Bundejo
was.
I don't think it's like an actual word.
No,
like a slang word.
It said like stupid, and then but he's like, I think it's more than stupid.
It's like asshole.
Because he said, I would just use idioto. And so then he asked one of his friends
stupido.
That was stupido.
Stupido.
So then he had a friend there, and he screams it across
the bar.
Hey, como se dice bondeo in English?
He's like,
dumbass. Which he didn't understand, and we're like, dumb.
And like,
he's like, oh, ass. And he's like, oh, see.
So funny. And
he's
I was sitting there right near the handoff for the drinks. I was hearing every single one of these, you know, all the waitresses and waiters coming up to him and everything, and they're talking about the damn cooks, like, fucking Bondejo is back there.
Oh.
It was funny.
Yeah, it was
funny. I connected with them.
You connected?
That night, yeah.
Like,
no.
Not verbally, but mentally or...
We noticed everything. They made this cocktail, and then all of a sudden it comes back, and the waitress looks at us, looks down, points
she's
down.
Like, she goes,
a fly fell like into fly. This person's drink as soon as she set it on the table.
Oh.
And the Dark Knight was like,
he came this
he's like, so what? He came
pick
this close
out,
to like
picking
pick
out.
No, not picking out, but also like, should I drink this?
I would have drank it.
I would. And then we're like, protein. He goes, right.
See,
I give you more protein, mass protein for my penis.
Do anything fun and exciting in Labor Day weekend? This weekend?
Well, we have the family dinner.
We have the family dinner thing, which we still haven't decided what to do. If we're going to do in, I'm bringing fucking fried chicken.
If we're going to do out, we need to reserve now.
You're going to bring fried chicken to an event being planned
by a vegetarian.
By a vegetarian.
I don't care.
That's their problem.
Wait, is Jerome going to still be there?
Yes, Jerome will be there.
Then you need to bring
Popeyes.
Oh my God, we should go to Popeyes.
We'll get Popeyes stuff. Well, I already mentioned. I think I mentioned that, and nobody said anything.
I won't be here.
You're gonna be my date, Ricky. Ricky, you're gonna be my date.
I thought your friend was gonna be your date.
No, she's probably not. She's gonna be moving into the.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it'll be like old times when we were dating, old and then and Bill broke us up. Well, actually, just got in the bed with us.
And then he wedged
his hand. Because I'm going back to him, you know, my origins, which means there'll be a lot of people that didn't get my ass when I was single. I wasn't single when I lived there. I'm not single now, but I won't have a boyfriend with me.
Oh.
And I'll be at a wedding. I'll be at a wedding with an open bar.
Hey, if you want to play
and
that
we're
game,
we're gonna have an open butt later.
If you want to play that game, I'm sure there are plenty of people in Chicago that want to do me.
Oh, let's not play this game.
No, let's.
Because we'll both lose.
And the couch is already being slept on tonight.
No, but that has a mattress on top of it too. We can just move to the back. And then...
No, I'm gonna make it difficult for you. You're gonna sleep on the floor.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Y'all, this is what's called awkward.
If only.
So I wonder if there's going to be like, well, there was stuff in the red eye for Sunday night, like parties and stuff to go to. But see, I wonder if like the gay bars are going to be like fucking crazy.
See, I don't know what goes on here this weekend, because when I moved here last August, I had to then go work in Indiana for like pretty much the whole month of September.
Uh-huh.
So I was already in Indiana. But like, at least in the Midwest, this is normally the big, you know, cookout.
Yeah.
You see, it's like, this is the end of summer, you know? So
this is the last hurrah of summer.
So this is where you go swimming, because the pool's all generally sometimes closed.
They close after Labor Day, right?
It's your last chance.
Did y'all know there was a huge Olympic sized pool over here?
No.
We were volunteering right next to it.
Mm-hmm.
Huge, and it's free. You don't have to pay to get in.
Shut up.
It's free. Faux free.
Nice. Yeah, so I don't know what they do in Chicago besides drink
and eat.
Is it
what's that different to a normal day?
I mean, because in Indianapolis, this is the weekend where they have like the Rib Fest, and there's some big mm-hmm. festivals that, you know, are where half.
I wonder if there's any
to.
Festivals going on this weekend.
I don't know. It's gonna be crazy if it is, and I don't know if I'd want to go to them.
Right.
Though at least, you know, the bars are gonna be busy. You know, mainly because, you know, the gay softball World Series
is going on.
So there's a lot of people in town. So this weekend, you're going to be getting lucky.
I've already been text messaged several times. Or messaged on Scruff and Growler several times.
JD, take notes.
Oh, yeah, you're in town. He should come to the dinner. Well, this is going to be...
He's not going to be here. He'll be here Saturday night. Like, that's when he flies from what he told me.
So what else we got to talk about?
I don't know. I'm kind of hungry though.
Me too.
I made soup.
What
we
kind?
Should totally go to Popeyes.
We could get on the way home.
Really?
I had Popeyes yesterday.
So?
If we get it, we're getting on the way home. We're not eating at Popeyes.
Why?
No.
Why?
Because I'll probably end up having to shit myself as soon as we walk out those doors from
Popeyes
Grease.
No, it doesn't do it to me. Believe me, it doesn't do it to me.
Well, Bill has bad stuff. He's got
bad stuff.
No, he's got bad poopy mojo.
Mucho poopy.
Mucho
grande. Well, poopy. I can't go anyway because I'm maybe meeting somebody later. So,
mm-hmm. No, these are happy time drinks. These are, let's get Ricky out of the funk and someone else is buying cocktails.
Yeah. Oh.
So, this is a positive thing.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Good. Free drinks.
We won't turn this into him being horror. Though, who, I love people.
Somebody tweeted that
I love
a whore.
Responding to people that I don't really know that I just follow uh-huh. because they follow you, and then I comment on their stuff. Uh-huh. And then, yeah, she made some comment about
the guy that
the
I...
the hashtag. It's Ricky Whore.
It was that picture of that kid on Grindr, like the girl looking one.
Yeah,
which was funny because I sent that to Frank, and he goes, "Ew, I thought you said man." Plus, he has My Little Pony hair. And then Kevin said he looks like he should belong on a Gay Is Not a Choice poster.
So bad. I don't think I've seen this picture.
Oh, you didn't see it?
No.
It's pretty. I think I deleted it.
I think
it.
He has like his long hair, side
it's
ponytail
gross. He's
over
like a
one shoulder.
It's like a big twink.
Super skinny, blonde.
Weird.
I think I deleted it today because I was showing people I was showing coworkers pictures on my phone, and I was afraid they would see it. But I was not afraid for them to see that. He's hot.
I'm sure they would upgrade.
Yeah, pretty much, probably. It would be down here.
So we haven't seen any movies lately. Oh, no, we already talked about Don't Be Afraid to Die.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Oh, that, I saw your tweets, yeah.
Yeah, because remember when I said, oh, it comes out this Friday? No, it doesn't come out until
October.
Yes, because
you and I were laughing over text message or whatever that was.
I went to go see it.
It's actually pretty good. A pretty decent haunted house.
I was surprised that What's-Her-Face did so well.
Kate.
Miss Scientologist?
Yeah. Well, is she a Scientologist?
Miss Cruz, yes.
I'm sure you have to be if you're going to be married to King Scientologist.
I guess. A King Scientologist. it'd probably be easier to find on my Facebook. It was really good. I was surprised. Now I want to see the original to see what it was like.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get a copy of that for...
It's on DVD, right?
Yes. I still want to do...
31 Days of Horror.
Which I'm not going to be 31 days due to your family wedding and some other things. But at least see a lot of horror films.
Who has a wedding?
My brother.
Yeah. Around Halloween, sadly.
It's on Halloween?
It's either the weekend of Halloween or the weekend before. He still needs to...
It better be before.
Right.
That is inappropriate to have a wedding on the same weekend as Halloween.
Unless you're dressing up in costume.
Right. Which... Oh, here's the picture right here.
Dun, dun, dun.
Should that be the album art?
Oh,
My Little Pony hair.
I think you're going to have to put some fake makeup or a bar over his eye.
Yeah, we can do it.
What? No, it's public domain.
I don't know. There's something shady about putting someone's profile.
I do it all the time.
On an album art on iTunes?
Nobody's going to know.
Nobody looks at the album art anyway.
Right. Nobody looks at it.
At
except
least,
for it has a toe on
at
it.
At least block out his name.
Well, of course I would.
Or put a different name on there.
I totally named this wrong. Delicious number 2. Somebody goes, ew.
Wait, Delicious number 2, and someone said ooh to that?
Well, number 2.
Poop. Cancer.
Delicious.
And delish.
And this chick right here, I don't know if y'all saw this picture.
Yes.
She was today. She was standing outside the bus stop.
Again?
Yeah, wearing the same thing.
So those pictures
is that
of
over
those...
her face or her
that
it's
is
a big
a
hat.
It's a big okay. hat. She's like dressed in all black.
Ugh,
and then she has black those boots that come up like Doc mm-hmm. Martens.
Ew.
And she never looked up. She was like this the whole time and she had these huge glasses on. Although she was Asian because I could see that the slant in her eyes. But
was it Asian or Josh?
Pink or brown, Asian or Josh?
Gay or European?
Gay European.
So you know you have to put Josh's name in the title so he'll listen to the show.
No,
I'm going to tell him we talked about you.
We talked
make
about
him listen
you.
To the
whole
episode,
show,
and then at the very end, we'll be like Josh.
Yeah, we actually talked about both of you to our guest about you being a fake ginger and him being a real ginger, but I forget why. I was walking back from Garcia's.
Yeah.
You're drunk, that's why.
No, this was...
I wasn't.
Last night. We weren't drunk.
Oh.
Last night we didn't drink too much.
I mean...
And what's too much?
We only had one... We had a pitcher and a half.
Oh.
And
pitcher and a half.
Two mojitos.
Three.
Three. No, we shared the pitcher for three people. Last time, though, we had two, and then, we had much more alcohol last time.
Ooh, and we had some good birthday flan.
Oh, my God, yes. They had a...
They have good flan.
It was free, too. It was flan on top of chocolate cake. A fudgy chocolate cake.
Oh, my God.
It was
GERD. With chocolate syrup on the plate.
It was fucking GERD.
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
Mmm, that sounds good.
So Popeyes?
We're taking it home.
You make me want to have it.
Should I grab it? Come back.
It's only my soup's in the refrigerator, so it'll be good for tomorrow.
I just need to iron for tomorrow.
I want to, mashed potatoes and gravy does sound good. I don't think I have enough hot sauce though. I stole a bottle from there.
Nice.
Are we done?
Yeah.
We're going to end this on fried chicken.
We're going to go eat some fried chicken.
I have to admit though, I'm kind of a KFC boy. I did not grow up with Popeyes.
I didn't either, but I don't like KFC's original. I'll eat their extra crunchy.
Well, I won't eat any chicken place.
Unless you don't eat the bone.
Unless it's extra crispy. No, and I don't like the bone, so I always get the tenders or just the chicken
breast.
They have
this new thing at Popeyes that's called Rippin' Chicken or something, and it's a chicken breast that's off the bone, but it's like sliced, and it kind of looks like fingers. But it's really hot, though. I don't know if you'd want it.
I love hot.
It's like super hot. My coworker said I didn't get it because I wanted hot fingers in your mouth. Rest this,
I like it when the red water drips from my finger.
I like it when nettles make the milk come out.
Margaret Stewart Baxter, what are you doing here?
You guys, you have to go check that out on YouTube.
Oh my god. Have you ever fingers? Seen this?
Yes.
Oh my god.
It's so scary.
Oh god, what did you show the other day that got stuck in my head all fucking day?
Gravy Rainbow. Do you remember that video?
The really awful chunky guy with a bad mustache and it's like a
Gravy Rainbow.
Yeah. We played it
Talk
before.
About gravy Google Rainbow. It. Mashed potato something.
No, I don't want to watch that.
No, it's funny.
We're not rewatching it now.
Yes,
but
we
it
are.
Got stuck in my head.
It's on a past episode that we did.
Oh, I don't remember.
We did it before.
Was that here?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text message us at 863-666-0377.
You can also email us at jamesroyfm@gmail.com or foulmonkeys@gmail.com.
You can follow us on Twitter by following foulmonkeys or jamesroyfm.
Also check out our Facebook fan page and our Tumblr page at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com.
Tumblr.
Is that it?
Tumblr?
Tumblr.
Tumblr. Well, that's kind of how it is. T-U-M-B-L-R. Tumblr. That's it.
No.
Tumblr.
Tumblr.
There's an R.
Tumblr. It's like a lazy R. Bye.
Tumblr.
Tumblr.
All right, time to get our chicken on.
Bye.
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 Are we doing it now? Oh, yeah, this is Ricky.
And this is James LeRoy.
And this is the Colonel.
That's rude.
I think you're looking good.
Bye.